A conspiracy theory is a belief that some covert but influential organization is responsible for a circumstance or event. But most of the time, they're just total bullshit. We're here to determine which is which. This is One Conspiracy and a Lie.
Yeah, that's right. It is time for One Conspiracy and a Lie, the number one conspiracy theory podcast that is literally being recorded right now.
That's right. You can always find us on social media. At One Conspiracy and a Lie, Instagram and Facebook. My name is Devin, and that over there is Gunner.
Yeah, of course. Now, the way this works is we run through some conspiracy theory news of the week. You find a list, a random story, whatever. Yep. We dive into that, and then I come in with two conspiracies, one of which I found on the internet, the other one I made up. We keep track of the score, and I am just bombing out here. Where are we at right now?
It is 19 to 12 right now.
Okay, see, you're running away with this a little bit. I can't seem to turn this around.
You won last week, didn't you?
I can't remember if I won. No, I think I lost.
No, you lost. That's
I think I've lost the last 4 weeks in a row.
That's right. You said you were going to record. Did you do that?
No, I didn't do that. I was going
to record them because you thought that your tell was something in how you say it. But I told you it has nothing to do with how you say them.
And I wish I would have done that. But, you know, at the same time, like, I feel like if I lose this week, then next week I am going to do that because there has to be something that's going on in here that I just don't know.
Yeah. I told you you've got tells.
Okay. So what are we doing today, Dev?
We're going to talk about Princess Diana today.
Okay. Lots of stuff going on there.
Yes. So there's a lot of conspiracy theories even now, which is crazy. So the car crash, of course, that killed Princess Diana was August of 1997. And I mean, it was huge. Everybody was affected by this. It's like this whole, you know, it's like, there's a whole culture around Princess Diana, it seems like.
Yeah.
But yeah, so 1997, so we're 23 years later, there's still conspiracy theories that are surfacing.
Well, yeah.
Constantly, which is just crazy. And there's four of them specifically that we're going to go over.
See, I love this because I've seen some stuff about this whole entire thing about how maybe she was murdered, maybe other things were going on, lots of stuff. So I'm excited to dive into this.
Yeah. So the first one is that Diana and Fayed's relationship doomed the couple.
Okay.
Okay. So one common theory they talk about is that their actual public courtship is what cost them their lives.
Okay, because so it was okay, so she was married to Prince Charles, right?
Yep.
So she was Princess Diana, which by the way, her popularity was through the roof. She was she was like Oprah, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Just like up there, everybody loved her more than she they loved her. They didn't care about Prince Charles, and she was only the princess because she was married to him.
Yeah, exactly. And according to there was a documentary called Princess Diana: Tragedy or Treason, and they said in there they had some evidence that Fayed was planning on proposing to Diana the night of the crash.
Okay, but see, here's the deal. Like, okay, let's say,
and he's the boyfriend.
Yeah, he's the boyfriend.
Right.
Okay. So he's like a nobody. He's like a side character in this whole entire situation.
Yes. Yeah.
But let's say that he proposed to her. That's not going to take anything away from her because when she got divorced from Prince Charles, she lost any way to get the throne. Right. I mean, that's how that works.
Yeah, I guess so.
And she wouldn't have gotten it anyway because like she had sons, Prince Charles. I mean, when the queen dies now, who gets the throne? Because the one prince kid, he denounced the whole thing. He doesn't even want to be the king. Right? So he bounced out of it.
But there's still the people that are there, like Kate Middleton and her husband.
Okay. We don't even know who's in jail. Like,
Prince Charles?
Prince Charles is the dad. Okay. Yeah. He was married to Diana. Then who is it? Prince Harry? Henry? Henry?
He's the one married Meghan Markle, where they moved to. They're not. They've been shunned.
They've been shunned by the Kingdom of England.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's the one married to Kate Middleton?
Well, we could Google that really easily. Here,
I've got this pulled up, so you have to, Google it real quick.
You keep talking.
Okay, we're going to keep going through this. So apparently, after his son's death, Mohammed Fayed famously launched his own investigation into the accident, believing the royal family was against his son because of all of this stuff, because he was an Egyptian Muslim.
Okay.
He reasoned that the British establishment wanted to prevent Diana and Dodi from marrying so that Prince William, you know, the future king, it's Prince William.
Prince William, I was going to say.
There we go.
His official title is the Duke of Cambridge. What the hell does that even mean?
Yep. So they wanted so that Prince William, who's the future king, and Prince Harry would not have a Muslim stepfather.
Oh, see, here's the deal. Okay.
That's crazy.
Okay. So okay.
All right. I see that.
Well, because the whole thing, like when they died in that car crash, right? Okay, so it's one of those situations where, okay, yeah, and they kind of blamed it on paparazzi and all this stuff, and like, you know, the car was going really fast and everything, and they just crashed in a tunnel. But what was really going on in that tunnel? That's what I want to know.
Exactly. So the second conspiracy is that Diana was pregnant.
Oh, God.
So what's kind of central to Fayed's beliefs that foul play was behind her death is that he then went on to claim that she was pregnant with Doty's child at the time of the crash.
Okay.
Okay. Fayad even publicly said that Diana phoned him on the night she died to tell him about the pregnancy.
Well, and I would assume at this point her phone is tapped, like somebody's listening, because I'm not going to lie, I don't understand how the U.S. government works half the time, yeah. But I really don't understand how this kingdom crap works at all, okay?
And then it's, so some reasons that they're saying that there's, you know, this is probably true, this is what happened, is because she was embalmed before the autopsy,
which
is actually against the law. They said we couldn't prove she was pregnant or not because she was embalmed, so it's incredibly ghoulishly suspicious to order an embalming, especially in such a high profile death, which is insane.
So if they embalm her, right, that means like it was like a tadpole at that point, just oozes out, right? It's just, you can't even,
a tadpole, what,
the baby, right? Because if she's newly pregnant, if she's newly pregnant, that would just, like, it wouldn't be there by the time they do the autopsy. That's suspicious behavior, for sure.
Oh yeah. So the next one on here is that Henry Paul plotted the murder.
Okay, who's Henry Paul?
That is a very good question. The driver of the car.
Did he die in that too? That's what I wonder, because was he like hired to be like, you know, like they have like suicide bombers and stuff like that. Like, was he hired to be the guy to get in this crash knowing he probably wouldn't survive?
Maybe. I don't know. Because they say that he was, go ahead.
Okay. Well, it's one of those situations that I think like, okay, like that guy must have been in it somehow. Like he must have known something or done something or been involved in something. Or maybe he was just a pawn in the whole thing. And they're like, hey, let's let this guy be the driver because we don't care if he gets wiped out.
Yeah. So in the documentary, they say Henry Paul, who was the driver of the car, was also the security manager at the Ritz Hotel. And he was an MI6 informant. They say they saw his file. It's been well established he went missing for 2 or 3 hours the night of his death. So when he died, he was missing for 2 or 3 hours around that time. So despite the fact, so he made just $35,000 a year. Okay.
Yeah.
Now get this. He had $250,000 in his bank account.
Okay. So there must have been something
going on
there.
So he was getting something on the side. There was something going on there.
Yeah. See, this whole thing sounds shady and it all leads back to the kingdom, right? Like,
they say the money came from the MI6, but
I see, the thing is, I still don't understand. Like, okay, so you have the queen. Let's just talk about this shady stuff for a minute. Okay. So you have the Queen of England, right?
Yeah.
Not an elected official at all.
Correct.
Like, you're just, it's a succession thing going down. And I feel like I don't know what their laws are, but I feel like they can get away with a little bit more when it comes to shady business and nobody's going to question it. Like,
do you think so? I feel like they're more scrutinized.
I don't know. I've seen Game of Thrones. I know you can kind of do whatever
you
want.
That's not real.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
not real life.
Maybe it is real life. So you can do whatever kind of shady business dealing. Like, what's going on inside that castle? You can't even get into the half that castle. Like, what's going on in there? What's going on in there?
I think they can get away with more, but I think if it's public, they're scrutinized a lot more.
Okay, but there is an actual, okay, so you have the Queen of England, but then you also have, like, don't they have, they have like a leader, like England has a leader too.
Oh yeah, the Prime Minister.
The Prime Minister.
Right?
So what's the difference between the Queen of England and the Prime Minister?
The Prime Minister has actual power. The royal family has zero power.
Why do they even exist? Why is Prince William
out of tradition?
Why is Prince William the Duke of Cambridge? Why is he
out
the Duke of
tradition? They have kings and queens
over
there.
Fuck that
still.
Tradition. It means nothing. It's like, okay, so no wonder the one Prince Harry or whatever his dick name is. What, Prince Henry? Whatever his name. Yeah. No wonder he's like, I don't want to be a part of this because all you guys are doing is murdering people and trying to become popular. That it's a popularity game.
And him and Meghan Markle have a really good opportunity for some stuff here because she was super famous before she met him.
Yeah.
And they have some other opportunities. And if the royal family is saying, no, you can't do that, I'd want to run away too.
Really quick, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Let's say they had another prince. Let's say his name is Prince.
Yes, I would marry him in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat.
Oh my gosh.
Even though you're married, let's say the prince comes over and goes, hello, Devin. I'm the prince. My name is Jeffrey. I'm Prince Jeffrey. Okay. Will you please come over and live with me in the castle?
I mean, can I go over there and then take his money and leave him and go back to my husband?
No, because they'll murder you. Okay, they'll murder you probably. So you got to live there.
I'm going to stay away from that then. I don't really want to get murdered. My life is very simple right now.
Yeah.
I think I'd keep it that way.
Adding a little murder to it seems a little abrupt.
So the last one on this list, which I just think this is cool because this is all the conspiracies that are still active 20 some years later.
Yeah, no kidding.
The white Fiat Uno. So this is something everybody who's paid attention to this knows, that there's a driver of the white Fiat that reportedly followed Diana into that tunnel. They left forensic evidence on the Mercedes that suggested two cars made glancing contact. So when they went in the tunnel, there was forensic evidence that the cars touched.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, I mean, that's pretty crazy, right? Because then she died.
Well, see, I assume that, okay, either the driver killed him somehow and, like, crashed the car on purpose, or other cars followed them in and then just nailed the car so they would spin out just right and flip over at least once and everybody would die. Now, let me ask you this. Is there any theory out there that Princess Diana actually faked her death? That's what I want to know now.
Maybe to get out of it?
To get out of it. Maybe
did they both fake their death? That would be amazing.
I mean, because, okay, let's be honest. Look that up while I say this, okay? So
I can't because then I'll get out of this.
Oh, okay. See, I'll Google it, but here's the thing.
You're going to have to look it up.
Here's the thing, though. It's one of those situations where, okay, let's say she was pregnant and she wanted to run off with this other guy, right?
Yes.
And she knew things weren't going well.
But how do you do that? Her body was embalmed.
Yeah, okay, but is this like an Osama bin Laden situation where they dumped the body at sea, or did the body exist after the fact?
That's different. This was a very public ordeal where there were a lot of people that, you know, saw, like, she was killed. You know, there was never really an eye off of her, whereas Osama bin Laden, we don't know where he was for however many years.
Here's the deal. Okay, so, there's a lot of conspiracy theories that pop up about how she faked her death, but I mean, we don't need to get into that right now, but
that'd be amazing.
Well, because if you die in a tunnel, let's be honest. We've all seen movies where, like, you know, a car crash or bad guys are chasing you through a tunnel and all of a sudden you just spin down into the sewer system and then you run off, right? I mean, you could do that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Absolutely. So there's, I thought that was the last one. There's one more conspiracy.
Love it.
And this is that there's an eyewitness who says as they were driving through the tunnel, they're claimed to have seen a bright light at the crash's point of impact. So this is something that a lot of people, like MI6 agents, claiming they'd seen similar things like these strobe lights in training used to disorient drivers as a method of vehicular assassination. So they're saying that there were maybe some of the MI6 people were coming after him.
Okay, but here's the deal. If the kingdom system means nothing and the prime minister system is what runs the country, why would anybody actually try to get her killed? I'm very confused.
I don't know either. I have no idea. It could be just political stances. It could be something.
Money thing. Yeah.
Well, and she was very non-traditional compared to the rest of the family, and maybe that really pissed somebody off.
Man, I really screwed up. I didn't marry a princess, but I had a shot, probably.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not.
Let's jump over to your BS.
All right, so I got some BS over there. That's some stuff to think about, though. How did Princess...
I know.
See, now I want to go... Man, I'm going to dive down a YouTube rabbit hole on Princess Diana.
This is what we do on the weekends.
All right, so here's the deal. Here's the deal. I got two conspiracy theories here. One I found on the internet. The other one I completely made up.
Okay.
And it's really good stuff today. The first one I'm going to talk about is Australia doesn't exist. Okay. Australia doesn't exist.
Okay.
The continent of Australia is not only one of the most popular tourist destinations each year, but also the home to over 25 million people. While many people consider it to be one of the greatest places in the world, others believe it doesn't actually exist. Okay.
Okay.
There's a long running conspiracy theory that Britain created the convict colony of Australia so they could execute 160,000 people instead of shipping them off, so they created new maps that made up the Australian continent.
Okay.
All right, that's the first one, okay?
All right.
All right, so the next one I have is the underground government. The underground government.
Okay. All right,
here we go. People living in bunkers is something that has been happening since the Cold War back in the 1950s. However, today there's an underground society that has a lot of power within the United States. There's a long-running conspiracy theory that there's a secret underground society that is a backup government for the United States that consists of a president, vice president, and cabinet members just in case Washington, D.C. gets wiped out from a nuclear attack. It is a long rumor that each administration, when elected, hand-selects the backup government officials.
Okay.
That's what we got today.
All right, I'm ready.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Here we go.
I think you made up.
Yeah.
The underground government.
You think I made up the underground government?
Yes.
Why? Why do you think
I'm not going to tell you why. You have a tell, but I'm right, aren't I?
I have a tell. I don't know what it is. I made up the underground government.
I knew that one right away. You can see I wrote Australia R, underground government F, for real and
fake.
Yeah, I did that.
I want to know what my tell is. Okay, I'm down so far now. Like, what is it, 20 to 12 or something?
20 to 12.
Okay, so now you have to tell me what my tell is.
No, I just know you way too well. So it's... That's just how this game's going to go. That's episode 32.
Episode
32. Good for us.
Yeah, it's good for us, but it's not good for me because I'm trailing by 8 now, and I'm not really sure how to get it back. You know what I mean?
Just do better, Gunner.
I'm going to try to
be
do
a better.
Person. I'm going to try to do better, but where can people find the show?
At One Conspiracy and a Lie, Facebook and Instagram. Of course, make sure you send us your, if there's anything you want us to do a deep dive into, or make sure you subscribe when you're listening. If you're listening and you're not subscribing, you're a jackass.
I just want to say that, like, Facebook definitely knows what I'm looking at now, and I've liked so many UFO and conspiracy theory pages that like aliens
exist.
You're
so flagged by the government at
this
point.
Oh my God, I know. It's one of those situations where I'm pretty sure that yeah, they know what we're up to.
Oh, yeah. Or they think that. They look at your social media and our podcast. They're like, oh, yeah, these guys aren't a threat.
Yeah, they have no idea. Well, with that, we'll be back next week. And, Dev, what do we always say?
We say, we'll see ya. Have a great weekend.